What war is. Listen to the old men talk at the bar about their time in Nam. Oh, it was bad. Oh, I can't believe I'm still alive. I don't remember me or them, but I remember the people. Like the day she came by a call for a medevac. So I left the shack, popped smoke, and wondered where the heck she was. Called in the bird and ran out to say she was near. Then I heard the moped screaming at me. We're here. We're here. She is here. Papasan drove the bike, and she held onto his back. Tears streamed down his face. Rage. Fear. Oh, my God. Help her. Help her. I ran to her and saw her face, frozen in shock, drooling fluids from her soul. Too hurt to cry. Too much horror for one so young, yet alive, aware, and scared that those there to aid were the same ones who delivered her pain. It's okay, it's okay. I'm here to help. As I reached for her tiny arm to help her from the bike, I then saw the skin come off in my hands, charred to her skinny bones. She looked at me and cried, her eyes as large as her mouth that could not scream. I grabbed her waist and felt the same melted mess and fell to my knees to not drop her. The young medic came running with a bag to put her in. He puked and cried as we collected her. Then she and Papasan got on the bird. As it flew away, I sat down, looked at my hands and cried. She wasn't a hero. She got no medal, but her country took her life.